It's not a high-stakes, glamorized Hollywood version of a poker game where everything hinges on luck. Instead, the international club called Poker Power helps women and girls worldwide learn risk assessment, decision-making, and strategic thinking in a non-gambling environment. It was founded by self-made billionaire Jenny Just, and it piqued the interest of local high school senior Lark McCarron. So last year, McCarron started a Poker Power club at Champlain Valley Union High School in Hinesburg. Club members there don't play with real money and can fully exercise their skills, making mistakes sometimes because the learning isn't punitive. And Lark McCarron joins me in the studio now to tell us more. Hi, Lark.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. This is, I don't know, it's something really intriguing about this topic, and I'd love to know more first about Poker Power itself. Tell us like a little bit about what that is.
Yeah, so Poker Power is an organization. It was founded by Jenny Just and her daughter when they started realizing that these skills associated with Poker Power are skills that are super vital to success in business and in life, but skills that society doesn't necessarily teach women. Poker is a game predominantly played by men, so they're really trying to empower more women to play poker and walk away from the table feeling confident and with these newfound skills.
Okay, so then you were able to like start a club at CVU.
Yeah. So I had learned poker about 2 summers ago at a summer program, and I came back home really captivated by the game. And one morning I was listening to NPR and I heard about Poker Power, and I just thought I had to reach out. So I reached out and we started talking, and I asked about starting the first high school club in the country. I took some Poker Power specific lessons, and then last fall I brought it to CVU.
Wait, so you started the first high school based Poker Power club?
Yes.
Oh, wow. How cool. Bring us into like a typical Poker Power club meeting at CVU. Mm-hmm. Well, who's there? Who's around the table? What's it look like?
Yeah.
What's it feel like?
So I would say on average we have about 20 to 25 girls, and we meet once a week. A lot of girls never played poker, so we really focused on the basics: how to play, what cards to play, what cards to fold. But then as we got more comfortable with their skills, we kind of started building in these nuances, right? Bluffing, reading your opponents, and we'd practice what we learned that day.
Why not football or chess? Like, what is it about poker and the skill set that helps spill over into life situations?
In poker, you have to make confident decisions with limited information. And that's something you have to do every day in the real world, right? Our world, like poker, is a game of imperfect information. So you have to know how to take the information you have and make a judgment call. You know, we're focusing on emotional resilience. We're focusing on negotiation, confidence building. How do you assert yourself in the game? How do you tell your opponents, I like my hand, I'm playing to win, you should be scared of me, right? And that's a skill that a lot of girls aren't taught.
Any examples that you can remember from the last year or something where you've been in a situation in your life and you've used something that maybe you learned?
Yeah. One of my favorite examples are my STEM classes. I love math. I love physics and sciences. And last year in my class, I was one of maybe 3 or 4 girls in a class of 20, 30 men. And I noticed myself how the dynamics changed. I would take less risks in class just because I was scared of making a mistake versus in a class where it was mostly filled with girls and I felt more confident. So as I started playing, I realized that I was taking more risks and I was more confident in my classes. And I think also poker has given me permission to fail. I'm someone who has always kind of held myself to a degree of perfection. But in poker, I realized sometimes you'll be dealt a bad hand, or maybe you'll be dealt a great hand and you still won't win. And you can't let that one bad hand shake you. So in class, if I raise my hand and I don't get the answer right, before I would become self-conscious. And now it's like, just shake it off. It's okay. And keep rolling.
That's Lark McCarron, who started up a poker club at CVU. Thanks so much for coming and telling us more.
Thank you.